Welcome back to the game. Al Saunders, offensive coordinator for the Redskins, formerly with the Chiefs. Let's look at that Peyton Manning performance. How would you rate Peyton Manning's performance, and which are the teams, as you look at this weekend's games, Al, that look like they're on all cylinders when it matters most?
Well, you know, I'm sure Peyton would tell you it's probably not the kind of performance that he is usually accustomed to. The turnovers were something that always mars that. But, gosh, he was 31 for 39, you know, passing the football. So that's, you know, 8 incompletions in 39 attempts. And, you know, he's what he is, and he's in that Indianapolis is where they are. You know, he's a guy that's going to win the game for you, and he certainly showed that over the weekend. And, you know, they're playing offensively. They can play better than that offensively, and if they can play that way defensively and then shut down a running game like Kansas City's and do that on a consistent basis, they've got to be somebody that everybody is going to reckon with. But the way Philadelphia played and the way they played at the last part of the season here, I think they're, you know, they're really a team that's playing well and playing on both sides of the ball well enough to maybe go the distance. But it'll be a real interesting game to see San Diego and Baltimore, you know, play and how they play in their playoff you know, run to the Super Bowl. So it's going to be a great playoff series, and I'm looking forward to looking at some of these games this weekend coming up.
Finally, Seattle going to Chicago. They got killed, absolutely decimated by Chicago, but they're a different team now.
I think they are. You know, Matt looks like he's playing back at the level that he's playing, and of course, you know, Sean's starting to play now, and he's a little bit healthier. And you know, they're banged up in the secondary, and they're banged up on defense. But they have a way. Mike Holmgren has a way of getting that team ready, and I'm sure that they'll be a match for their opponent.
Well, we'll check in with you maybe next week in the playoffs, my friend, if you can squeeze us in. Tell Joe Gibbs we still believe in him and what a great coach he is, and good luck in your off season, my friend, and we'll look forward to maybe having you on the show in the next week or two.
Well, thank you. We've got a lot of work to do, but Joe's going to get us there, and we're all confident that that's going to happen down the road.
Okay, Al. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Al Saunders, he didn't say it, but I'm going to say it, which is he's just devastated in his own way from seeing what happened with that Chiefs team. And I think Herman Edwards is an excellent coach, but it was interesting. He had said earlier in the week that he would make the change, and he didn't make the change at quarterback. It's got to be a difficult thing. Let's switch to the Jets and Patriots game, Len Dawson. Did you get a chance to take that in yesterday?
Yes.
You did see it. Well, people are saying that Tom Brady is physically better and more healthy than he's been in years. And I think, as I've been saying for a couple weeks since the Pro Bowl balloting, that he is absolutely on a mission. And he looks like he's throwing with tremendous poise, only about 215, 220 yards passing. But he's spreading it around. Gaffney looked excellent yesterday. All these guys that were very inexperienced receivers are playing at a different level now.
Well, you wonder how Belichick does it, right? I mean, he just it fits in the pieces of the puzzle, and they seem to work. And Brady, to me, is one heck of a competitor. And that's all that's on his mind, is how to figure out a way to move that football, which is what he does. That's what his job is, move the football, hopefully score some touchdowns. And he spreads it around to a lot of different people, and very accurate passer. You know, he's a tough guy as well, so... you know, this is his time of year. This is when he really excels, when you get him to the playoffs. And so I would look for big things from Tom Brady.
We're joined by Merrill Hodge. Hodgey man, how are you?
I'm good, my brother.
One of the hardest working men, along with other good people that come on the show, like Mark Schlereth and Ron Jaworski. Tell us your take on that game. I believe that San Diego will have its hands full with a Tom Brady that is on a mission.
Well, you know... Listen, I think anytime you play Tom Brady, you have your hands full, unless you can take one thing away from him, you know. And what's interesting to me is I went back through the season, and you know, because I get the tape shipped to me, so I have a few, almost a decade of inventory here. But you know, just you go to last year and look at the teams that he struggled with. It was the Miami Dolphins, a team that plays a 3-4, the team that took away his running game, number one, especially when they went to Miami. You know, so they made them one-dimensional. And, you know, as good as Tom Brady is, as good as Peyton Manning is, you know, a guy like Carson Palmer, if you take that from them, you have an opportunity to make them struggle. When you can start dictating when they're going to throw, who they're going to throw it to with your pressures, you know, you can have some success, and that's what Miami did. Now, the only reason I make that referencing that point, I think that's very important because San Diego will go back and look at teams that they struggled with, teams that play a 3-4. They play a 3-4. San Diego has the ability to take away their running game. San Diego has the ability to make them one-dimensional. San Diego has the ability to get pressure on them without giving up five and six guys to do it. They got individual matchup guys that can win and beat and break down, you know, that offensive line. That offensive line who has struggled throughout the year. You know, they've had their moments. Now, they've changed some of their protections, especially after they played the Jets a second time. But New England's going to have their hands full as well. I mean, it's not going to be a cakewalk for them either. I mean, there's a lot of things that they struggle with this year that San Diego poses to them. And we'll have to see if they've been able to correct them. You know, during the season, they were not able to correct them.
We're also joined, as you know, by Len Dawson. Lenny, how important is it, as you're the quarterback there and they're trying to take away your run game, that the blitz itself, even if it doesn't get to you, can also disrupt that running game?
Oh, there's no question about it. Now, who's playing who this weekend? San Diego is
San Diego is playing the Patriots in San Diego next weekend.
Okay. I guess if Kansas City had won, they would have gone to San Diego. Okay. The good coaches, and that goes way back to a lot of great defensive coaches, is, you know, take away their strength if you can, that individual. You know, and I don't know how you're going to do it with San Diego because they've got more than Tomlinson. They've got some other people that can hurt you as well. But if you can take away one part of their game and make them one-dimensional, and that's what everybody tries to do, make the other team one-dimensional. And in the case of Kansas City, they came out that way, one-dimensional, by running Larry Johnson all the time. And so first down, they're stacking up, you know, eight, 9 men up on that line of scrimmage. The first couple of tackles, I think, in the ball game, Indianapolis and Kansas City, was made by defensive backs, the cornerback making the thing because he's up there. So if you can make them one-dimensional, that is good. And the object of the offense is don't let them make you one-dimensional. You have to mix things up and make them guessing. You want the defense to be on the defensive, not on the offensive.
Let's talk about defense in this matchup, New England at San Diego. Here's a quick hit from Ron Jaworski.
And I always, you know, as I rate a defense, I use the quarterback's rating against the defense. It gives you a pretty good idea how good the defense is. Number one this year, the Baltimore Ravens, the quarterback rating against that defense is 63.4. For New England, it's 66.1. They are number two in the NFL, according to my defensive scheme. So they are playing good, solid defense.
Let's talk about that, Merrill Hodge. How good is this New England defense, and how good a game is this going to be? Do you think Marty can overcome the so-called jinx?
Well, I believe he can. You know, Len mentioned, you know, they have more than LaDainian Tomlinson, which is so true and makes them so dangerous. You know, if you look at San Diego, they have a variety of ways to beat you. And when if you just take the running game, for example, one of their greats, the one staple run that they have is the power, and they run it to the left. In fact, there's been games where they've run it anywhere from a dozen times during the course of the game, and teams just can't stop them. But they have different ways to run the football. You know, they have their option that they get to the perimeter. They have perimeter running game. They run to the right side as well as to the left side. They have a good draw game off of it. So it isn't just about taking away the power on the left side, you know, or taking away their perimeter run. You almost have to take away all of it, and then they do the reverse action off it. So they have a lot of things you got to take away if you're going to contain LT, which is going to be difficult. Now in the passing game, you know, they're not limited to Antonio Gates, and Antonio Gates is a special player in the sense that he doesn't just play in the hash area. They'll line him up wide, and people will treat him as their best wide receiver. So you know they'll put corners on him, and he beats those guys. So they have wide receivers that can beat you down the field. They can attack you short. Then we didn't even talk about all of the so-called trick plays or the gadget plays with LT, where he throws the football and they do some things from that perspective. So there's a lot of things that you have to be able to take away. I mean, granted, you're going to try to take away some of the things, but you can't take away all of them. And those other things that you can't take away, they still have the ability to beat you. So, you know, and obviously Phillip Rivers has struggled. You know, there was a couple weeks where he struggled. You know, people will tend to say, oh, he's going to struggle. And I just don't think so in this game. You know, I go to a team that he probably had one of his best performances of the year that kind of broke them out when he had really kind of played poorly or had been inept is when they played the Pittsburgh Steelers on a Monday night. He made a throw to Antonio Gates, I think changed their season when Joey Porter was covering him. So, you know, when you look at how guys play to this point, you know, even the last game of the year, I thought he played a lot better. I don't expect him to play bad. I expect him to play great. And they don't have to have him play great, though, in order to win, because they have so many other things they can use to win.
Well, Philadelphia had a tough game against New Orleans earlier in the year, but they're a different team now. As you looked at their ability to make the big plays yesterday, Len Dawson, it looks as if they really do have a shot, don't they?
I think so. I think you're getting down to the point now where any of these teams have a shot at it, because they eliminated, you know, a couple of the teams that were very marginal. Kansas City was one of those teams. They were fortunate. They needed things to happen to get into the playoffs, and they were playing a better team in Indianapolis, who, you know, plays very well. But I think when you're down out of these guys, that you know, bear in mind though, Indianapolis has won an awful lot of games in the last couple of years with Peyton Manning at the quarterback position. But you know, defense is generally the thing that's going to carry you in important games. Your defense is not going to let it get out of hand. And the only defense is Indianapolis that I think would be questionable. But at least against the Chiefs, they came out so fired up. They just stuffed the run, and they just monopolized the Kansas City offense in that ball game on Saturday. So I look for any of these teams got a shot at it.
All righty. Well, Merrill, we've just got a couple more minutes with you, my friend, the hardest-working man in show business. Let's talk about some of the other games that, to me, are interesting. In Baltimore, I believe that the Baltimore defense is just playing so efficiently, 27 sacks, and I think only giving up one sack. Our friend Mark Schlereth was harping on that last week. I think they're too physical for Peyton Manning.
You know what? I do not. I think that Peyton Manning and the Colts, they get a bad rap for not being physical because, you know, they throw the football. But, you know, I just got done watching them against the Ravens last year. And the one thing that stood out to me is how they lined up and they played a physical part of that game with them. They played physical. They won, I think, what was it, 24-0. You know, defense completely shut down the Ravens. I know they got Steve McNair, so plays much better than what they had a year ago. And they're doing things different offensively. But as far as a defense that's going to do a lot of the same things to Peyton Manning, at the end of the game when they had to kill the clock and they had to run the ball, they ran the football. They lined up and they attacked physically. You know, so I think they get a bad rap for that, because I remember a game a couple years ago in Tennessee when Tennessee was the, you know, a physical team. The Colts went up there and they ended up beating them, and they beat them at the physical part of the game. So I think that, to me, is something the Colts don't get enough credit. But it is going to be a great quarterback duel. When I say that, I mean Peyton Manning against Ray Lewis, because Ray Lewis does what Peyton Manning does on the defensive side.
Okay, just got 30 seconds. Who's your pick then?
It's early, man, and you know I can always change at any given. But I'm gonna tell you this: I'm gonna go with the Indianapolis Colts at this point. I just think Peyton Manning has. You can beat Peyton Manning down for 50 minutes, and then the last 10, you know, he does his deal, and I'm gonna give the edge to Peyton Manning and the Colts.
All right, buddy. Well, I'm going definitely with the Baltimore Ravens. I'm giving them an.
Well, you could say
that,
Baltimore Colts, then you're covering both teams.
Then I'm really covering it. But that's really covering it.
I'll
tell you what, I'll get you two of those wonderful bottles of wine from Millbrook Wines if I'm wrong. But I'm going with Baltimore. Merrill's going with Indy. When we come back, we'll have final thoughts from Len Dawson. Merrill, thank you, buddy.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Merrill Hodge will be right back with Len Dawson, the cool one, on Sports Byline and SiriusXM.